USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New federal data says the United States is dealing with a spike in coronavirus cases. The daily case average now at 78,500. That's a 23% jump in the last 2.5 weeks. Among the states dealing with a spike of 10% or greater over the last 2 weeks include cold weather places like Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, and Michigan, but even some warm weather states are seeing a spike, such as Arizona and Arkansas. Closing arguments are taking place in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. The 18-year-old claims he killed two rioters and looters and injured another in self-defense last year during the riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Jurors will get the case after closing arguments. The judge is allowing lesser charges to be considered in one of the three shootings, and he dismissed a lesser weapons charge against Rittenhouse. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, you are listening to USA Radio News, and we are following breaking news for you, which comes from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Here is what Mark had to say. Mark?
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do. To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Thank you, Mark. You can watch the full Connect keynote and learn more about how the metaverse will unlock new opportunities at meta.com. That's meta.com. And we will have more for you after these words.
As prices continue to rise across the country, the Biden administration is dealing with...
The Biden administration is acknowledging inflation has become a big economic problem, and the economic advisor, Brian Deese, was pressed about it on CNN's State of the Union. Whether President Biden's Build Back Better spending plan would actually help ease inflation, as the president's claimed. Deese said there are a number of things the administration can do to combat inflation, but claimed... The social spending plan is the ultimate fix. Deese sidestepping the question, though, when asked how long inflation will stay. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen saying she expects that inflation concerns will dissipate by the middle of next year. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Beto O'Rourke says he's running for governor of Texas. A former Democratic presidential candidate will challenge Governor Greg Abbott. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Voters across America will head to the polls in less than a year to determine who has control of Congress in the 2022 midterm elections. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott believes the GOP's best issues will be inflation and taxes.
The Democrats have gone off a deep end. They're bankrupting this country. They want to say, oh, we're going to give you everything. They forget to tell people, oh, by the way, you're going to have to pay for it. Your taxes are going up. Everybody's taxes are going up, and inflation is getting worse and worse.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, that audio courtesy of Fox Business, President Biden promised during the 2020 presidential election year not to raise taxes for those making less than $400,000 a year. In Liverpool, England, a taxi exploded on Sunday, killing a passenger and injuring the driver. Prime Minister of the UK, Boris Johnson, says that it's a terrorist attack and more attacks from terror groups could be on the way.
The Independent Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre, JTAC, are today raising the UK's threat level from substantial to severe, meaning an attack is highly likely.
Four men have been arrested in the city under the Terrorism Act. Police say they are still trying to figure out the motivation for the attack. More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.